Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. First reading will be taken from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 20, verses 10 to 13. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 69. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 12 to 15. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 26 to 33. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is, despite the threat, His goodness and glory in us will stand. We know for a fact that the world was created out of the abundance of God's love. And Genesis chapter 1 verse 31 reminds us that God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good. However, the goodness and glory of the Lord's creation came under the threat of sin. In His comparative analysis between Adam and our Lord Jesus, in today's second reading, St. Paul insists that the intrusion of sin in our world impeded the flow of original holiness and justice and allowed the domination of man by the devil and his agents. Thus, today around every man and woman, evil lurks. Their relationships and our original vocation are burdened and haunted by the pains of terror, disparagement, malicious denouncement, disunity, unfaithfulness, war, strife, and corruption. However, some know and others must come to learn and accept that in the midst of man's battlefield, His battlefield in our world, we must be steadfast in doing what is right, although it is at great cost to us. We believe that peace will reign in our hearts and world, aided by God's grace. The prophet Jeremiah notes in today's first reading that the Lord is graciously present at our sides, for He will never refuse us His mercy, nor will He allow us to be tempted beyond our abilities. He will probe with justice and revive God-seeking hearts. And so, my brother, my sister, in the face of opposition, we must learn to turn to God, believing that He will show us His favor and revive our drooping spirits. St. Paul reminds us today in the second reading that the Lord's greatest favor, which considerably outweighed the sin of Adam and its consequent impact on human nature, has been revealed in our Lord Jesus, who not only revived the Lord's creative goodness and glory in us, but also empowered us to prioritize our yearning for eternal life. Yes, my brother, my sister, through Christ, in Christ, the Lord has delivered and vindicated the souls of God-seeking hearts and the yearners of eternal life. Thus, as baptized and confirmed children of God, we have been vindicated. Hence, the Lord reminds us today not to be afraid in the face of persecution for his light will prevail over darkness. His life in us cannot be destroyed by man, and his care for us is everlasting. And so, my brother, my sister, we must commit not all our worries and problems to the world, to man, to woman. For to some in the world, faith is meaningless and God does not exist. Thus, as children of God, disciples of the Lord, warriors of our Lord Jesus, we must renew our faith in Christ Jesus and remain steadfast. For those against God's goodness and glory in us, in our families, God's glory and goodness in our work and achievements and success, do not have the power to kill our souls. Yes, do not fear. The Lord says, those who have power to kill the body and have no power to kill the souls. For the souls of the just are in the hands of the Lord. May the Lord bless us, protect us, and shield us from all harm and troubles and worries within our world. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Saint Michael the Archangel, pray for us.